We are page Nun Bet, Or Pnimi, first column, right in the middle of the first paragraph. She'af al pi she'esar ha-sefirot de'igulim tzuratan shava. This is even though that Eser Sefirot de'igulim, we discussed what the igulim are, tzuratam, mm-hmm. their formation is shava. They have shivu tzura. Now what is shivu tzura? That's similarity. Bili hefchen mala umata mitzad hakeilim. Now it has to be understood. As far as the keilim are concerned, there is no lemata lemata beigulim. Tzuratam shava. So it's okay. What do you mean? Is there difference between chokhma and bina? Is there any difference? It says as far as the keilim is concerned.
No.
As far as the light inside is different, that's Or Chochmah, and this is Or Binah. Amen. But as far as Ke'ilim is concerned, there is no above below. Al kol ze yesh bahem hefchen mala umata mitzad, sheyesh bahem kol habechinot shel kabalat shefa. He says that is true. There is no up and down etzer igulim, but because of the way they get their sustenance, their shefa, their sustenance, then shebe yudas sefirot shebe kav hayosher. Since they get their shefa through the kav, so then we go to samech, and samech explains in regards to Arichampin Acharei Tikkun Yesh Nekev Echad V'Chalon. Now, what is this concept of Chalon? It's unbelievable when we understand what is this Chalon. You are an architect. Who thought of the Chalon? Right. Who thought of it? First, you have to think of it. After, what is this concept of chalon? Go right to the beginning. Whose idea was it? Who can really open the chalon? Who can, listen to my question, who can open the chalon? Can you open the chalon from outside?
I want to say the one that it's inside.
Bravo. It's very important. The chalon, the light doesn't open the chalon. I have to open the chalon.
Of course.
So, that's from inside, not from outside. That means the opening is from
within.
Outside. That means there is upstairs. There is upstairs.
Right.
There is a up. I have to make the opening. I cause the rain to come down.
Right.
I open the chalon, something to come down.
Yeah.
Now, what it means, I open a chalon?
Okay. In a
spirituality, in here.
In a spirituality.
What is to open a chalon? You thought of, as an architect, you said, here I got to put a wall to protect myself. Originally was the wall. And the wall is the masach. Mm-hmm. But he said, the masach is good to protect, but I need somehow to get light inside. Mm-hmm. Here I am a malchut. Mm-hmm. I need to put a masach because there is a masach on malchut. And what is that masach? Tzimtzum Aleph. If there is no masach, what there is? There is nothing. It's Or Chozeh. And because I want to receive and I want to learn to share, first I have to receive. Whatever I have to receive, I have to receive from above me because I am Kav. So I have to make an opening so I can bring the light from above down. Now,
beautiful.
I want you to look at a candle. There's a wax, there is a fitile. I open the light, and you see the light goes up or down? The fire.
It does go up and down.
The shalhavat, shalheve, goes where? Up. So whatever it is, the wax and the fitile, they cause a light that is above them to be revealed. And because they cause that the light above them to be revealed, they are putting light mashpia all around. If the candle and fitile will not burn as a candle, there is no or choser, so to speak, because the shalhevet is like a... And what it reveals, it reveals what is above it. Okay? Chalon, as soon as you have opening, what do you see? The light above it. You capture the light which is
above it.
Above it.
That's what you mean by saying above and below.
Right. If there is no Or Choser, if there is no Or Choser, there is no capturing the light above it.
Yeah, okay.
You follow what I'm saying? Now, go here. פירוש אחר שנתקנו דלת העולמות, פירוש, אחר שנתקנו, after that there was a תיקון of דלת עולמות, that means God created דלת עולמות, על יוד, אצילות, בריאה, יצירה, עשייה. אצילות זה מחשבה, the thought, בריאה is the creation, יצירה, formation, עשייה is the action of the whole thing. And all four, when they were completed.
Can I interrupt you?
No. Let's go here. Let me finish this, otherwise we won't get through. All your questions will be answered. But hold on. Dalet ha'olamot atzilut b'riya yetzira asiyan nasta kol sefira leparzuf shalem b'rosh tochsof. He says, first of all, we said, parzuf means concept, an entity that has Rosh Toch Sof, it's an entity, has a Rosh Toch Sof, and every Sefirah after the Olamot were completed became a Partsuf on his own. That means Keter became a Partsuf of his own, Chochma has a Partsuf of his own, Bina has Partsuf of his own, Zeir Anpin has his own parsuf, and the Nukva has his own parsuf, which is the Malchut. Mm-hmm. Is this understood? Mm-hmm. Okay? And each parsuf has Rosh Tochsof. Mm-hmm. Each parsuf has Rosh Tochsof. And this became into quote-unquote reality only after Tikuna Olamot. That means after Olam Atzilut, Biriya, Yetzira, Asiya were created. What came about?
Five parts of him.
Therefore, when I am discussing, I cannot go to any olam unless I go through parts of him first.
Yeah.
The parts of him are the one that they facilitate me to be able to connect to olamot. וקיבלו משום זה שמות אחרים. הפרצוף שנעשה מכתר, the parsuf that was from Sefira Keter, created the parsuf, נקרא בשם אריך אמפין, והפרצוף נעשה מחוכמה נקרא בשם אבא, והפרצוף הנעשה מבינה נקרא בשם אמא, והפרצוף שנעשה משם הספירות, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נס, אחות, יסוד, נקרא בשם זעיר אנפין, והפרצוף הנעשה ממלכות, נקרא בשם נוקבה. והוראת אלו השמות תתבאר במקומו בעזרת השם. We will understand all these names, and by knowing all these parצופים...
It's a very important section.
Uh-huh.
So
Now, Ein. Ein ze nekev echad v'chalon. Nekev echad. Nekev comes the root of nukva. There is nekev echad v'chalon. Now, we want to understand what this concept means, which is important. That's really answer to all your questions. Mm-hmm. And it goes the following.
But
Pirush.
I would like to ask this question.
Good.
So let me ask
it. No, hold on to it. Pirush. Ki kvar yadata. You already know. Shemisibad or shel yud sefirot hakav. Because of this yud sefirot hakav, and kav we said they come yosher. Hamekubal beigulim, that comes within the igulim, mitrashemot beechrech kol habechinot de yosher gam beugulim. Now what that means? We said yosher is the concept of one sefirah. There are 10 sefirot, one comes after the other. And we gave name to every sefirah. He says, but understand in yosher, there is a masach. Where is the masach?
Where is the masach?
Yeah.
On Bechina
Dalet, after all sefirot, that means malchut. What it means that we have Bechina Dalet? That means we have four together, four Bechinot, in order to complete a kav. What does Bechinot does? What is the difference between Bechinat Aleph and Bechinat Bet?
What's the difference between one madrigal to another?
That's right. Give me, right, that's very true. But explain what that means. Av legamre. Bechinat Dalet is absolute aviyut. Bechinat Gimel is no aviyut. The aviyut completes as aviyut when it comes to Bechinat Dalet. That is a ratzon lekabel. So what these four phases do? Convert a ratzon pashut into ratzon lekabel. There is a ratzon. That's a ratzon itbarach. But I bring about a concept of Kabbalah. That I'm ready to receive. I have a ratzon to receive. When there is such a concept, a revelation, expression of a ratzon lekabel, that we call Bechinat Dalet. On that ratzon lekabel, there is Tzimtzum Aleph. And what is Tzimtzum Aleph? Create or chozer from your light in order to receive. There is no other way to receive. I have that, whatever there is a ratzon lekabel, if I have a ratzon lekabel, I have to take that where I have achieved. Now finally I have a ratzon lekabel to utilize for purpose of what? For purpose of what? To reveal 9 sefirot which is above me. Not myself. To cause the 9 sefirot that is above me to be revealed. If I am a Bechinat Dalet, I have to use the light that has come to my portion, whatever it is. That means as soon as I felt the desire to receive, to cause in order to reveal the 9 sefirot above me. So now here it comes. She misibat or shel yud sefirot hakav hamekubal beigulim. Mitrashemot behechrech kol habechinot deyosher gam beigulim. So that means if there is 4 phases, any behavior that is in kav is transferred to whom? To igul. Whichever characteristic the kav has, now because he is this mashbia, he is the one that brings the shefa. It's like United States. Israel wants to get money from Israel, America. No problem. You want money, but you know, by the way, we want you to do this and this and this for us too. Of course. What do you think? It's not. The light brings into the igul. It brings arba bichinot to it. This is okay. This is the way you're going to receive it. This is the way you're going to have it. Because he's the one that bringing the shefa. Who? The kav. Gam beigulim. Vahine zu bichinat sheyeshna bekav shenikra masach. This aspect of the masach is in the kav. Igul doesn't have any other way to receive. And if it receives, it receives through condition and the rules of the masach, which is in the kav.
So it's the kav that puts the reshima on igul.
First, let's understand that. Correct. Correct. Of course. It says, Shebeor chozer shelo. Be'or chozer shel what? The kav. That means when the light goes through the kav from Sefirah to Sefirah, he goes through 9 Sefirot, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Od, Yesod. Now it wants to go to Malchut. There is a masach over there, says, okay, make or chozer. It takes his light, or chozer, and this or chozer becomes libush to Yesod and Hod and Netzach and Tiferet and Gevura and Chesed and Bina and Chochma and Keter. Light causes them to be revealed. He's standing there, create like a candle, makes those. But how this light is getting revealed? Yoshe. The light is going or Jose, but still it is Yoshe. There is a revelation of Igulim in the candle when you look in Shalhava, when you look. There is a 9 Sefirot. This is the 9 Sefirot revealed who? The wax and the fitile. But the wax and fitile, do they benefit anything out of it? No. They keep on burning in order to keep. They keep on burning, remember. Because as long as this burns, this light is there. If it doesn't burn, the light is not anymore there. Now, on what condition it the light is not there? There is a histalkut, that means mistalek, a light. Under what condition? Boker tov. Under what condition?
When there is no masach.
Tell me one condition. Yeah, when there is no masach. When? As soon as there is no masach, this light is not shining.
But if you have desire without the masach, do you still pull the light?
Now, can I compromise my masach, my desire? Say, okay, up till now I wanted $10 billion. Can I get $1 million now? Reduce my desire. Can I?
Yes.
Can Malchut happen to it? So from Bichinat Dalet, can he reduce to Bichinat Gimel?
Yeah.
Can he?
Yeah.
Can you not to have a desire level of Nefesh now to have a desire level of Ruach?
But I don't think you do it voluntarily.
Huh?
I don't think you, yeah.
Why not? Why not? I'm not interested to fulfill my nefesh. I'm really interested to fulfill now my ruach.
But
my nefesh has to come along.
Yeah.
If my nefesh doesn't, if the animal doesn't want to come, what are you going to do? So you have to somehow tell the animal, you know what? How about you compromise this? You reduce a little bit. To become more tahor. More tahor. That's what we studied for 3 weeks. What we learned? The rules of tahara.
But you know what compromising means? Giving up what you want.
For myself alone. Because ruach is already encompassing more. The ruach is not interested la'atzmi. Ruach, it wants to accept more responsibility and do high level of work. not so much of materialistic work. It uses, it says, okay, I need the material, I need the nefesh, I need this chair to sit down. Yeah. I cannot say, okay, I sit on the floor, I will sit on the floor if I have to. But if there is a chair, say, okay, I sit down on a chair, but I study Torah.
But what I meant to say, Joseph, is that circumstances in life makes you do that. If you are able and capable of doing
eventually,
you will take care of
we know eventually the Pharaoh. What happens to Pharaoh? That's what I
mean. Circumstances of life makes you get destroyed.
Yeah, because if you're capable of eating certain food now,
I do
or doing certain things right now, you are capable, you will do it. But as you age and things happen in your life, you learn not to. You learn to compromise.
Hold on, it's a stereo. I don't. I won't go. I, it's too much discussion. Let's hear.
To control instead of be controlled. That's not easy. I mean, that's the problem. But this is how it's supposed to be. This is
that's the beginning of the neurotic Jew. That's why.
Step by step. I mean, you don't change immediately.
Okay, can I ask you this question now? If the Roshem, Roshima, coming through the Kav, it should come through the Neshama.
Huh? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Let's come. Let's. Okay.
Good.
Sheishna bekav shenikra masach she beor chozer shelo nimtza mekasher et haor ha'elyon bekeilim. Here we go. Now sign this for yourself. Sheyeshna bekav. Shenikra masach. The kav, because it has masach. Shebeor chozer shelo. The significance of the kav, we said, is the or chozer. Nimtza mekasher et haor ha'elyon bekeilim. So the only way that we can reveal Keilim. And when we reveal Keilim, we reveal what? The light? It's true or Chozer? Vehine gam ha-masach hazeh mitrashem be'igulim. And here to remember that the masach as well gets mitrashem. It gets affected by the igulim. Ela bili aviyut shebo. Now, what that means? Explain to me, Sasi.
Meaning the light that goes back takes some kind of impression from the masach to the igulim, but without the aviyut of the masach.
What that means? You translated it. Good translation. But tell me what that means. Without the aviyut. He says it's mitrashem, it goes, it captures. But he cannot have the same aviyut.
So it can capture what we, our impression, our Hashima?
Here we go. Explain to me. Push. Because that is where you're going to now understand. That's the whole secret of it. Look at this and make sense out of this. Because if you don't make sense out of this, then you won't understand this concept. It's the only way for this or Chozer to capture the light Elyon is under what circumstances? That it loses its aviyut. It cannot have its own aviyut and capture. Why? Because the Elyon has a less aviyut from the Tachton. So because the Tachton has Shinui Tzura with the above, because of the more aviyut it has to lose its aviyut, bring to the level of aviyut which is above it in order to be able to reveal the Kehilim, to become similar to the Kehilim which is above. The Kehilim that is holding the light above, that right now are not revealed. Correct? The Kehilim have a view less than the Kli that is below it.
Right.
In order the Kli below it to be able to lehidlabesh the Elyon, has to lose its aviyut. That means the Dalet has to lose its aviyut and become Gimel in order to be able to lehidlabesh the Elyon.
So the question is, if someone do not do the right work, does he still have Or Chozer, or the Or Chozer will not even exist because it's not come with
it? Doesn't exist. If you don't mizdachech, if you don't metaher, that's in our physicality is aspect of tehora. To become a spirituality is aspect of zach.
So most of us here in this world do not even create or chozer.
Of course, that's why we become old, we lose. Why we lose? Why we lose our sight? Because it's ketze, 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 ketze.
This is why we cannot reveal the kelim of the
Bravo! Emet! Now you see the difference. Until you don't metaher, until you don't mezachech, there's no for you to capture the light elyon. And what is the light elyon on you? What's the light, your the light which is elyon on you? What is the one that is surrounding you, capturing you? Which is what kind of a light it is? Ruach. Your Ruach. How much of your Ruach? And then Neshama, we will see that there is two makifim we can capture. Not one makif, two levels. Your Neshama, how are you going to capture Neshama as long as your aviyut is aviyut of Nefesh, which is Bichna Dalet, Raton Lekabel? Until you don't convert this Raton Lekabel and Mezachech Otoye, that means take it from aviyut. Neshama Zebina, Zebriya, Zas Neshama, Yetzirah is a Ruach. It's your Ruach. You cannot go to Yetzirah. You cannot go to Zerampin.
So Yetzirah and then Asiya, and I need to tap into Yetzirah.
Nefesh is where? Is Asiya. That means
if
I don't go through the action, Asiyat, action of Tehora, is Dachechut, I cannot capture this, what it is above me. Yeah. Stay here. This is, don't. Okay, you are running places that I don't want you to run. You are wrong right now. You said a lot of things that's not correct.
But what aspect of this masach I am purifying?
The aviyut. The aviyut.
I know the aviyut becomes less.
The aviyut. The aviyut. No, come back here.
That's not what I'm saying.
Come back here. Now, come back here. Don't go anywhere. Stay here because you're going to get lost again. Now, what is this aviyut? What happens if I need mezachech et aviyut? Is there any waste?
No.
Okay, what happens to this? What is this aviyut for? What's this purpose? So I become zach, and I become zach, and therefore there must be a reshima of this masach that once upon a time was Bichna Dalet, a reshima of it has to be somewhere.
Yeah.
That is the reshima that the masach puts on the igul.
Okay.
What okay?
You're saying it's the reshima.
There is a masach. And wants to create Or Chozer. In order to Or Chozer says, look, I am a viyut Dalet. I want to capture Gimel, and I cannot capture Gimel unless I become affinity, Shivuy Tzura, with Gimel. That means I have to get rid of one degree, one Bechina, one Dalet. I have to rise above my Well, I am. I have to rise above it. That's transcending. That's to rise above it. What is rise above it? I don't have any more aviyut for here. I want to have this aviyut for capturing this.
So can we say, when we say that the masach becomes more zach as the level goes up, that I change my purpose and intention?
Okay, good. Now, just a moment. How do I say it in my tefillah? Let me help you this way so you will remember. Oh. I said every time that we do a mitzvah, we say, L'shem yichud k'disha b'yichud. That's the whole right. purpose, is to bring yichud, divikut. Right. I want to get aliyah, 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 go up, up, capture a higher light, higher light, a higher light. Keep right. on capturing higher light. I have to go through izachut of masach continuously, right? But when I lose aviyut, what am I losing? Ratzon lekabel. And then when I reach up there, I don't have any more ratzon lekabel. Is that true?
No.
Now, yes, I'm going to lose. But what can I gain into gain to become rachiv? Rachiv?
Rachav.
Expand.
Expansion.
Is that... Not to reduce the ratzon lekabel aviyut, but I come and say l'shem echud kisha birchu shechinta v'dachilu rachimim rachimim dachilu le'achta shemut uvave shem kol Yisrael la'akma shechinta, that means the malchut mi'afa, to raise it above, for what? For what? Why am I doing? Hasod nachar ruach le yotri, from the one that I know I came from above for his sake, sharing not with the down here yet. First, I have to capture something to have to share. That means I am a receiver. I am nukva, or I am zachar.
Both.
No, at first I am nukva.
Right.
The woman first is a nukva. She doesn't have a baby. When she has a baby in order to lahashpia, she has first to receive a sperm from a male.
Right.
Otherwise, she's not going to have nothing to share.
Right.
So she becomes lahashpia after she receives. So I got first to receive the higher light in order to have a zechut to lahashpia. If I don't receive, what am I going to lashpia? If I think I am receiving, but I am not receiving because there is no true or Hosea, there is no true nachad ruach leyotzri, in order to receive from, what am I going to lashpia? I'm not, I'm a nukva. I am a vessel of receiving, lekabel. I am nukva. I cannot, this nukva cannot do anything until captures the zeirampin, which is a zachar, it catches a male aspect in order to get pregnant. And when it gets pregnant, like the moon, can affect, become a zachar. Are we together? All your question, he's going to answer better than anybody else. It's the only thing, be smart. What is the chachut of a student?
Yeah.
To go against that will of going somewhere else, thinking, stay.
No, I'm with you.
What questions you have?
No, I
want to. When I ask you. Do you have any question? Then really quickly come up with the question. There is a secret to this. Unfortunately, there is a concept called Torah Bal Peh. It's that somebody got to be able to sit down and talk sense into your head.
Yeah.
And no matter how smart you are, still, you become Yeshua, you need Moshe. You become Moshe, you need Hashem to lashpia. There is no way you see, I am going to get Lashpia directly. There is no way. You need a teacher to always Lashpia. Baal Peh. It says, that's the rule. The Shema Yisrael. And if Israel is ready to listen, Bemed Umatzliach. If he's ready to listen, just available yourself to Leizdachech, to receive. And here, שישנה בקו שנקרא מסך, שבאור חוזר שלו נמצא מקשר את האור העליון בכלים. והנה גם המסך הזה מתרשם בעיגולים אלא בלי אביות שבו. I can only affect the עיגול above. If I have the אביות, I cannot go to the עיגול above. I need to להזדחף.
אבל הפירוש, הנה המסך הזה מתרשם בעיגולים אלא בלי אביות.
No, that means if I am nefesh, I can get igul of ruach. If I only go up, I'll make aliyah. That means I lose my aviyut. I can go up, but lose your aviyut. It's like they say you want.
This is what maybe I don't get it right. Huh. This is what confused me. There is nine sefirot, there is a masach, and then we are.
The malchut. Forget about the malchut. Look at the Malchut.
Okay.
Then we understand what Look at Sefirot right now only.
Okay.
It comes Keter Chokhmah Bina all the way until it reaches Yesod, and Yesod wants to give to Malchut.
And then there is the Masach.
There is Masach. Bein who? Bein Malchut ve Yesod.
Okay. I don't need to think about, because immediately I'm thinking about our work and our creation of all
Chosef. Until we understand the parts of him, you understand that eventually each of those sefirot is going to be a parzuf. Now, nukva, interesting. Is man has a masach?
Yes.
Yeah, we have masach, but interesting, woman at the yesod has a special masach. Only woman has that masach.
On yesod.
On yesod.
We're having it on malchut.
Only a malchut, because she is malchut. Because she is malchut.
Yeah.
Only she can have that kind of a masach. Okay, now here it is. Ela bilia aviyut shebo. So that means malchut wants to receive from a male. She got to give up the curtain. She got to give up the virginity. She got to cause an opening. She has to allow this opening. We are talking about chalon, nekev. Ki ha'aviyut, now when she loses, does she has that aviyut anymore? When she loses virginity, she has that aviyut of virginity? No. She's not ready to receive. She loses the aviyut. The aviyut is not there anymore. The masach is going to have a penetration, a nekev, a hole. Lo tuchal la'alod mimadrega tachtona le'iliona mimena afilu kol shehu. Now, if she wants to become lashbia like a elyon, like a zachar, she has to, derech echalon, receive, the lower one has to receive, and create Or Chozer. And then she will find out after 9 months, that means when she completes 9 Sefirot Keilim of herself, she can become Lashpia. We said, in order to understand this, we have to look at the nature. We have to look at ourselves. God said, I took everything and I put it in you for you to see and to understand this concept. Because if you don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't see that it is in nature, in every aspect of your life, you won't believe it. So he shows it to you in every aspect of your life, in detail. So you won't come and say, oh it doesn't make sense. It does make sense. It is in our life. Shahare alken nikra eliona lefi she'ein ba aviyut kemo betachtona. I want to transcend. I am the Malchut. I am the Nekev. I am the receiver. I am the vessel. I want to transcend. I have to letaher, leizdachech et aviyut. unable to receive Elyon. What do you mean, able to receive the Elyon? That means to submit to Elyon, to reduce. That's called shaflut. That's why you got to be humble. That's why all the midot, my midot got to be equal to the midot of above. So if, what is the above? We said Zerampin? Yes? The partsuf above is Zerampin?
Yeah.
What is the Zerampin? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Nes, Achod, Yesod. As the midot. So I have to make similar my midot to the above. And who is the Rampin? His name? Hovaya. Here we go. That's it. Now you saw the line? Now you saw what is? He is the father, I am the son. He's the father, I am the son. Don't take me now to the other side. Yeah, they use this concept. He's the father, I'm the son. He's the Rampin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ani Knesset Israel, Bachuro. Bacharti bachem. That means you became my bachur. What that means, my bachur? I chose you. I took you out. You are my continuity. You are going to take my name. You are Israel. You are Roshli. You are, and I am only yours. I'm not nobody else. I'm nobody else. Ani bacharti becha. I chose you. Who? Because Israel accepted, said Naaseh V'Nishma, accepted, received the above, said Naaseh V'Nishma, accepted the above, accepted Ohel HaMalchut, accepted his kingdom, accepted his rulership, accepted his laws, accepted his book. That is called without the Aviyut. We'll see. We will see. We will see. It's a very valid question. That if Hovaya is Zeir Rampin, and what is Ari Rampin? That's the whole secret of holding, knowing the 10 names. And we will eventually, Bezat Hashem, we will know. Yeah, it's... Huh? Yeah, Ensof is Ensof. Okay, I said, be patient. And the whole secret of really knowing this lesson, this discipline,
yeah,
is to understand what is Hizdachut of Masach, what is Tehora, what is to accept the above, what is the concept of Or Chozer, what is the concept of Chalon. So what is Chalon? It's the Or Chozer. If there is no Or Chozer, there is no opening. If there is no Or Chozer, there is no opening. There is Or Chozer, that means there is a Chalon. If there is no Or Chozer, there is no Chalon. It's darkness.
It's amazing how you first study this and you have absolutely no picture in hand. You just study as you're studying Chinese. And all of a sudden you see so many pictures.
Okay, let's go back. Where are we now? Ki aviyut ve'lo tuchal la'alot mimadrega tachtona le'iliona. That I am in second column or pinimi, page nun bet. Le'iliona mimena afilu kol shehu shehare chen nikra ad eliona lefi she'ein ba aviyut kemo tachtona. Why we call elion? What we call above? Is the one that the aviyut that the lower one has, the above one doesn't have. It's like without the aviyut, but without the aviyut of the lower one. But still, the upper one has aviyut. Ela rak bechinat harivach. Now look at the book. It's on the page Nun Bet, second column, fourth line.
Yeah, that's it's called gap.
It's no, to make a right. Right.
Yeah.
To make a space.
Yeah.
To make an opening. Harivach. הריווח, that means to make an opening. שהמסך הזה מגלה בתחתונה. המסך הזה, the מסך, it makes an opening for the pain, for the מגלה בתחתונה. דהיינו בעשר ספירות דיושר, זהו לבד העולה מהמסך, קו היושר, ומתרשם בעיגולים. Again, I read from, אלא רק בחינת הריווח, שהמסך הזה מגלה בתחתונה, that מסך makes an opening for the lower. Now, the מסך is on top of where? מלכות. So there is an opening, so the light go to מלכות. It's on the masach.
Right.
The gap is on the masach.
Yeah.
The gap is on the masach. It's like when there is a seven belts,
yeah.
There is a chalon, there is an opening. If there is no opening, they cannot go out of space.
Oh my God.
There is an opening. If not all the time it's open. Sometimes it opens and sometimes it's closed. So they have to wait. There is an hour when it opens. Not opens just like that. There is a discipline of the opening. And then there is the till.
And the same thing with us. Sometimes we have this opening and sometimes
yeah,
we don't.
Exactly.
And this gap?
It's the gap in the Abiyu between the Dalet and the Gimel. Revach in Hebrew is not only opening and gap, it's also profit.
Yeah, that's true. That's correct. Because that's how you receive. You are receiving. That's your profit. That as soon as you make an opening, that's why it says make an opening of machad. It's a little bit opening. I'll open the whole sea for you. What? This is the chalon. But you got to open the window. If you don't open the window, somebody got to be there to open the window. If you don't open the window, the light is. But when are you ready to open the window? When you are ready to receive the light.
So the Rebbe is the window.
Exactly. Yeah. Through the window.
Yeah.
Through the window.
Sassy.
The gap. The opening.
The
space.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
He has to hear it.
Okay, let's get it.
Sassy. I don't know. לפי שאין בה אביות כמו בתחתונה והבן, and you gotta understand that. אלא רק בחינת הריווח שהמסך הזה מגלה בתחתונה, דהיינו בעשר ספירות דיושה. So that means, what is this ריווח? What is this opening? Here we go. What is this window? What is this ריווח? Another Eser Sefirot Shel Yosher.
Ruach.
Oh, no. Another Eser Sefirot de Yosher. When she receives a sperm is a Sefer Sefirot, it's going to create a new Eser Sefirot, another Adam, another Yosher.
But she's right. It is Ruach.
I thought Ruach.
You know what it is? It's Reba.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Eser
Sefirot, another Eser Sefirot de Yoshe. You got it.
No, it's amazing.
You got it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I got it.
Yeah. The tip.
The
you open yourself. You open a channel between you. And whatever.
Good.
Like we
say in Farsi, Mahila.
Mahila.
You are... No, here, go please. Go please here. On the second column, right? What is harivuach?
Space.
To make an opening. Give me a space. You're sitting with somebody by the table, and they want to eat, but you cannot eat. You say, hey, give me a space a little bit. Ha-ha. That's rivach. נכון? Now it says the following. אלא רק בחינת הריווח שהמסך הזה מגלה בתחתונה. Here it is מלכות. Look at me. There is a מסך on this מלכות. There is nine sefirot here. Now, How the light is going to be captured is that this masach, this malchut, makes a aliyah and loses his aviyut and captures the light. Now, this light is going to go where? He says it's going to cause an opening because this malchut creates an opening, a chalon, in order to receive light. She receives a yud, a sperm, inside. What she is going to have? Another Adam, another Kav, Eser Sefirot of another Yosher. She's the womb, she's the Igul. She's the Igul. She receives, because of the Hizdachechut Tehera, because she Metaheret.
So the opening is the Hizdachechut.
Bravo!
Is,
that causes an opening.
But it's the, this is
bravo.
What caused the opening, basically?
As soon as you lost the aviyut, but for purpose of make an opening to get Eser Sefirot, Derech Yosher, and you get it Derech Yesod Yosher, in order to go to Igul, to create another Eser Sefirot of Yosher to continue. You do hitrachavud. This is how you expand. Now, here we go. Ela rak bechinad arivach shehamasach hazeh megale betachtona dahaynu beeser sefirot deyosher zehu levad haole mihamasach kav yosher umitrashem beigulim. Vaharivach mihamasach hazeh mechone beshem chalon. Kedugmat hachalon hametukan becheder מותקן בחדר, כדי להביא האור באותו החדר. כאן המסך הזה מגלה האור חוזר בסגולתו. The מסך creates האור חוזר בסגולתו. That's how it becomes עם סגולה. What is עם סגולה? Why they call us עם סגולה? Because segulato, the masach that God has given us, the neshama, creates an or chozer l'shem shamayim, la'asod nachat ruach. Your work is not l'shem shamayim. You love your wife l'shem shamayim. You love your kids l'shem shamayim. You love Torah l'shem shamayim. Everything you do, love not for l'shem me or because I want to help the whole world. Forget it. God doesn't need me to help the world. He can do a job without me. Ata titen oz le'adonai. You have to make an opening for Hashem. That's why he says, tiftach li nekev kemo machad. How do you say?
Tiftach li petach be...
Kemachad, v'ani iftach lecha kol ha-yam. Chalon. Just a hole of a needle. לקשר את העול בנעצל באופן שאם המסך יתעלם משם. What is יתעלם? To become נעלם. היה האור מסתלק מהנעצל. והיה נשאר בחושך. That means, if I get a burnout.
זאת אומרת, you gotta have מסך. But in the מסך, you gotta have חלון.
In the masach, you gotta have chalon. That means to cause that to control how much light to come in.
But you, yeah. You said in the following lines that you just read that you gotta have a masach.
Right. Otherwise,
you're gonna burn out.
But the masach that you have is derech chalon, which means or chozer. Which means or chozer. Because you create or chozer, you made the peticha called chalon.
So what does it mean? Be'ofen.
That means when I create a ketze, when I create a ketze, what happens? Choshech. Nothing going to come in. Nothing is going to come in. Ani bechoshech. Ani bechoshech achsha. As much as I create masach, that's how much light of Torah I receive. That's the whole paradox.
Yeah.
ומסך זה, לעשות את זה לשם שמיים. It's to receive, but לשם שמיים. That's the חלון. כדוגמת סתימת החלון אצל החדר. That means I can close the חלון, so I don't want light. I'm going to stay in the חושך. What it means I want to have the light? That means I submit the oil malchut, I want the light, I submit to his level. That's why the Jew comes, Naseh v'nishma. As soon as said Naseh v'nishma, he received the Torah. If he wouldn't say Naseh v'nishma, didn't open the peticha, he wouldn't get the Torah. So he said, you want to be yoter, yitro, to receive the Torah? That's the rule. You accept. That's why Yitro came and says, now atayadati, now I know that he is the Gadol, he is the Ribon HaOlam. He accept the kingship. He accept the kingship. He absolutely beyond shadow of a doubt. Now, this is the important thing. I'm going to close here. Per'o knew God, Hovaya? No, he didn't. He knew Elohim. He knew the Teva. He knew that he can control the Teva. He can deal with the Teva. He didn't have no idea what Hovaya is. So who beat him up? Hovaya. But the guy doesn't know you. Why you? He says he doesn't know you. And he says, you know, I want him to know. He says, that's the whole point. The one that doesn't know me, I want him to know me. So why you beat him up? He says, no, I give him a choice. I send him a messenger. And I told him, believe in what? I am the God. Don't think Elohim is. I am the God. And I'm the God of the Jews, by the way. Not your God. I'm the God of the Jews. And the God of the Jews says, you let the Jews go. And he says, I don't know who you are. And really, he didn't know. He says, no problem. I'm going to bring you to a point that you will know. How? He says, it's in my code. And you come. And did he make a teshuvah at the end, Pharaoh? He said, Mikamocha Balim Adonai Nedar Bakodesh. Came to the point, accepted that he is Nedar Bakodesh. Even Pharaoh. That means, what is his deal? His deal is that no matter what, I want you to know who I am. And he says, what are you doing? He says, look, I find a Pharaoh that doesn't know me. And I'm going to teach him a lesson. And by the way, you watch. What is he saying? What Hashem is saying to Israel? He says, look, I'm going to find the Pharaoh that doesn't know me. I beat him up. I want you to watch. That's exactly what they did in the Jews in Mitzrayim. For a year, they saw how Hashem really beating up Pharaoh. What Hashem is telling the Jews, listen, I don't want to beat you up. Because you know me, you are Neshama, I chose you and all that. Watch. For example, I go to a group, to a class, and I see this class, they are tricky pricky. What I do as a teacher, I find one, I beat him up, the rest of the class learn a lesson. The rest of the class learn a lesson. Remember, you get one that is the most bachaporu, the most bully one. You find the bulliest one, and you take care of the bully one. All the rest is that, wow, if the bully got it, so I'm going to get it worse. Everybody listens the lesson.
I have witnessed that.
Okay, good. That's the system.
In college, if you don't do that, they eat you up alive.
And here it is.
Are like that.
Now. I'm glad that we understand. That's what he did with Pharaoh. Now imagine, there is a Pharaoh in you and me? Yeah, that's the Yetzer Hara. He says, don't worry, I don't beat you up. You watch. He tells me, you watch how I beat your Yetzer Hara. And you witness. Israel, I don't want to beat you up. I am yours. I choose you. I love you. V'ohevet amo Israel. He means it. He says, no, you watch how I beat up the Yetzer Hara. Whose Yetzer Hara? My Yetzer Hara. Because I love you. Are we together? Good. Kesha'anu ba'im lekanot rak et harivach mi'amasach, Here we go. That's your answer. ולהוציא את אביותו, אנו מגדירים זה בשם חלון או נקב. Now, what is ba'im lekanot rak et arevach?
Lechanot.
What is lechania?
No, lechanot is to define.
To prepare.
No, lechanot is calling something by the name. It's lechanot.
Comes from the word kavana. He's right. He's right though. He's right. No, that's with chet. This is with kaf. That's something else. That's with chet, isn't it?
No. Never mind. No, I've lost it with you. I'm not arguing with you. No. Lehachin is to prepare. Lechanot is ani mechane et ze.
Yeah, I refer to this.
Yes. Lehachin is to prepare. It's you preparing something. It's not even close.
It's both. It's both.
Okay.
It's
okay.
The root of it.
Okay, one more. Please. Keshe'anu ba'im lachanot rak et harevach mi'amasach, that means to take out the aviyut, what it means, it's telling what it means to take the aviyut, it means you don't take the masach away. Still you have a protection. But you cause an opening. Mm-hmm. You are still controlling the opening. You are still in charge of opening. But you put a chalom whenever you want to close it. And whenever you close it, what are you doing? If I close the chalom, what am I doing?
I close my
Which means I put the aviyut there.
Yes.
So that means as long as I am the ratzon lekabel of nefesh, mm-hmm. I don't have the chalom open. When the chalon comes open,
when
I'm ready that I want the love to come, but when I am ready to have a shivut shura with the bav, I have made a chalon.
When I give up my egoistic desire.
When I become same aviyut as the bav, that means same midot of the bav, I accept to be my midot.
Yeah.
Shalom, Shabbat, shalom, kol tov.